This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government today approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "This is a step towards inclusive development, ensuring nutrition security." He said, "The total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees." Speaking on the Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi initiative, the minister said, "India has a rich maritime heritage and this rich maritime heritage needs to be preserved and developed." He said, "The government has approved the National Maritime Heritage Complex in Lothal, Gujarat." Mr. Vaishnaw said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the development of infrastructure in the border areas. He said the government has approved the construction of 2,280 kilometers of roads which will be built in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab. He said the projects will cost more than 400 crore rupees. He said this will improve rural livelihood and ensure easier access and connectivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over 7,600 crore rupees through video conference. Speaking on the launch of these projects, Prime Minister said that various developmental projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. He added that Maharashtra has never witnessed such speedy development in its history. The Prime Minister said that the central government has fulfilled the long-lived dream of Marathi Manus by conferring the status of classical language to Marathi. Haryana BJP chief Mohan Lal Bazauli has said that for the third time people have voted for the BJP to form a double-engine government. Mr. Bazauli said that he, along with Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, met BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi today. In a reply to a question, Mr. Bazauli said nothing was discussed regarding the date of swearing-in ceremony of the new government in the state and everything will be decided after the Dashehra festival. A Congress delegation today met the Election Commission and filed a complaint in connection with the issue of the battery levels in EVMs during the Haryana Assembly elections. Talking to media, Congress leader Pawan Kheda said that they have submitted 20 complaints to the Commission received from 7 constituencies of Haryana in this regard. Mr. Kheda urged the Commission to seal the EVM machines against which they have lodged complaints until the investigation is completed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar, said during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit. More than 34,84,000 audit reports, including about 34,00,000 tax audit reports, have been filed for the assessment year 2024-25 on the e-filing portal. The Finance Ministry said that there was an increase of around 4.8% in filing of tax audit reports as compared to 2023-24. It also added that to assist the taxpayers, the department conducted extensive outreach programs on the income tax portal to create and raise awareness among the taxpayers about filing tax audit reports. The National E-Governance Division today announced the integration of Umang app with DigiLocker to provide citizens seamless access to a wide range of government services. The Electronics and IT Ministry said that this collaboration will allow users to manage multiple services through a single platform. It said Umang app is accessible to all Android users and its services can be accessed through the DigiLocker app. The Ministry said DigiLocker is a flagship initiative under the Digital India program aimed at providing secure cloud-based storage of essential documents. Umang app provides a single platform for all Indian citizens to access pan-India e-gov services ranging from central to local government bodies. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 international of the three-match series at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.